Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Auntie Carrie. You need to mute me. Auntie Carrie, you gotta unmute everyone. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm trying to unmute you, okay?
Okay, you got me unmuted. You can go ahead.
I got you unmuted?
I'm unmuted. Yeah, you can hear me, so you need to do everybody else, too, that comes in.
Okay, they're on red. Wait a minute. Okay. Okay.
You see it now? Okay.
I see it now, I think. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay, you got 9463.
What?
The last number.
Greeting.
5632.
That's up, ain't 32. Ain't 32?
No.
That's what she said. That's up at Carrie.
Okay.
1138.
She reading the last four digits of your number. Okay, that might be. Might be Hubert.
That might be me. Yeah, I don't know what number. I don't know what the phone number is. I'm sorry.
0768.
That's Mrs. Allen.
Miss Allen, good evening.
Good evening.
Hey,
Reverend Allen.
Hi, Reverend Allen.
Hello.
Any other callers?
0507.
Is this Williams?
Hi, Ms. Williams.
Hello.
Okay, is that everyone, Auntie Carrie?
You got a 0507 number?
Yeah, that's Ms. Williams, right?
Oh, 706 number? Oh, her number is 406.
Uh-huh.
That's all you got.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to pass up on the part of reading the out of the Genesis. I'll just wait. I didn't follow through with anyone to do it for me. So, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Okay, I'll do a roll call. If I miss your name, it's not purposely, okay? Just give us a minute. I have Hubert, Mom,
shalom,
Daddy,
shalom.
Auntie Carrie, Ms. Allen, Reverend Allen, and Ms. Williams.
Yes.
And Betty.
And Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty, okay. All right. We got a full house tonight. Amen. Amen.
Bless Allah. Bless Allah.
Okay, so good evening, everyone. Today is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 Amen. Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. I pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for us on a regular basis. Thank you for the love that you demonstrate to us daily. We ask that you continue to order our steps and go before us to make our crooked road straight and our rough road smooth. Father God, we ask that you remove all evil spirit away from our prayer service tonight and allow us to hear your words being shared and also to be doers of your words. Father God, we ask that you bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us tonight. God bless America and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay. I think Auntie Carrie doing an awesome job. She's running the switchboard over there in Augusta. She's doing an awesome job. Amen. Okay. Amen. We thank you so much, Auntie Carrie. Okay.
Nappy, go ahead.
Okay. Auntie Betty, can you lead us out into Matthew 19:26, please?
Yes. Matthew 19:26 says, Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said,
"Well, man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay, we're just going to go down the list and share what you have to share with the group tonight. And I will start out with Reverend Allen. You have any good news to share with the group tonight?
Still coming from Matthew. But if you forgive man that sin, your heavenly Father also forgive you. If you forgive not man, neither will the Father forgive you of your transgression. However, when you fast, be not as the hypocrite, with a sad countenance, for thou disfigure their face, that they might appear unto man fast. There I say to you, you have your reward. I don't want you women looking ugly when you fast. I want you to dress up, be beautiful, stay young. But thou, when thou fasten, anoint thy head, wash thy face. But they appeared unto man to fasten, but unto thy Father which are in secret, and the Father which sees you in secret shall reward the open. Lay not up your treasure unto earth, where the moth and the rust, dust, and corrupt, and where thou break through and steal it. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Reverend Allen. Mom, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read out the upper room.
Amen.
And it said, guarding with God. Read John 15:1-8. That growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. 2 Peter 3:18. And the NIV said, a beginning garden. I admire my love's tomato plant. That green volvulus and bright yellow blossom promise delicious tomatoes. One evening, local vegetable grower stopped by my garden. These are suckers, he said, pointing to stray stems. Cut them off. They are having for disease and pests, and they take the energy away from producing tomatoes. I got out my clippers and pruned. Then I grown in the dusting as my efforts revealed corners worn. These pop caterpillars had been hiding in the dead leaves, mucking and destroying my plants. Jesus warned his disciples about the need for pruning to help the plant bear more fruit. I am the true vine, and my Father is the garden. He cut off every branch in me that bear no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. The master God wants me to prune what is unproductive in my life so I can pull my energy into bearing fruit. If I clear away bad habits and cut out activities that diminish my service, I can reduce output for sin to creep into my life unknown. That's why I can be a fruitful servant in God's kingdom. So for the day said, I want to stay connected to Christ so I can bloom and grow. The prayer said, dear Lord, thank you for planting your word in our hearts. Help us to grow in faith and to bear in your kingdom. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Stay connected. Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Hubert?
He dropped over there.
He dropped? Okay.
Nah, I came back.
You came back?
I dropped mine. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, mm-hmm. We can.
Oh, okay. Well, I left my Bible. I walked up to the park. And you all know today is what we're celebrating in, I guess, May 25th, Memorial Day weekend.
Amen.
For all the ones that have died for the cause of America. So I decided to share with you all from my own heart of all the ones that have died throughout the creation of Genesis. Let's look upon the warriors and battles that our Lord and his people have fought to keep his people free and keep them moving towards from whom they have left turned away from, God Almighty, the great I Am, Yahweh. So I'd like to refresh our memory on the battle of Melchizedek, king of Salem, when he burnt up Sodom and Gomorrah for their wickedness, and after Lot had left the city, then it was destroyed, and his Lot's wife looked back and turned into a pillar of salt to give us an example. We cannot look back to what's behind us, because there ain't nothing back behind us. God is our future. So we should walk and move forward toward him every day and step and moment of our life. We cannot be appreciated or will not be honored looking back. We will not be pleasing to the God from which we serve. So we all serving the same God, the great I Am. And then we're looking upon the march against Jericho, the wall of Jericho, when the children of Israel marched around Jericho for them many times, so many. Like I said, I don't have my book, so I'm not being pretty specific. But then at the last time, they blew the trumpet and the walls fall down. So it was that the wall represents a barrier, you know. So these things that have been barriers in our life, as we move along in our life, as we're living, the things that stand in front of us, God have already knocked them down. But it's us with our dilemma and our mentality from our education and being misled and deceived throughout our life as a people and as God people as a whole. We should understand to ourselves. We haven't stopped our creator, so why is it hindering us? So we should keep moving forward. And then I'd like to talk about the Tower of Babel. when they're going to build a tower all the way up to heaven when the whole world was under one language. And now we can forget about the different ethnic groups of, the, of this nation or this world. For all of us come together under one. So mm-hmm. if God had to come down and we cannot come together and separate us by our lingo, speaking in Hebrew, the original language of God's chosen people. So there have been times throughout all generations since the creation of Genesis that Lord had prepared our God, the great I am, a way for his people to come out. And them that was first salvation to the Jews, and then the Gentiles, which was ungodly. Also at this time, by the sacrifice that Jesus made by not warring against the world, which the world has is the enemy of our great creator. He was in the world was made by him, but the world knew him not. So we must keep all these things in the mind, in mind. And then we come to the days of Noah, as he was building the ark. Nobody, they went right about their own everyday living, doing their marathon and eating and drinking and so on, paying no attention to the prophets of the Lord. And these are the people that condemn the present generation at these present times and destroy these enemies of the children of Israel. And then for the children of Judah also, for at that time they were one nation. And then they were separated. We also must look at all the other things in life that lived. Look at the ones that have died and sacrificed and gave their life for the children of God. Starting back at the sacrificial death on the cross, or the another one, the spirit of prophecy. And then we go on, and we realize in life, throughout all the battles that we have been through with Pharaoh and Moses, you know, Elijah, all the prophets, we should always be reminded and remind our children of these things. Keep them in the way that they shall go, and when they're old, they shall not depart. We have so many children of disobedience in this world today. War flying up everywhere. Why shouldn't you be a nation under God in peace? If God not fighting, why are we humans are fighting things that our God have not permitted us to do? So we look not forward toward the last great war, Armageddon, from which all nations shall gather up to fight against the great I am, Yahweh. So that should be our focus on this day, the Memorial Weekend. I looked on the news for the secular television. And all they're thinking I'm talking about is all these worldly wars going around, man against man for this and that. But where is our focus should be at, being in the house of prayer, the children of the Most High. So we should focus at this time, I say, and I give an invitation to all and challenge you all. Let's focus on Armageddon. For all nations be gathered up to fight against the great I am, the awesome God that we serve, Yahweh, and his people. And the ones that were saved by Jesus Christ, Jews first, and the Gentiles, they're lost, the ungodly. And those that were lost have been saved by receiving the name of Jesus, and they believe in the name of Jesus, they are saved. So let us start fighting that, getting prepared for that last great war, Armageddon, during this Memorial Day weekend. I say to you all, shalom, shalom, grace and peace be unto you all, and to all what it are, and that is in love, conquer all. Amen. Shalom.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert.
Amen. Thank you. Hold on.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Auntie Carrie, are you prepared to say anything tonight, or are you just going to be the switchboarder?
I can be the switchboarder.
Okay. Amen. We thank you. Okay, Miss Williams, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share our references of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Scriptures pertaining to the Holy Spirit, which is one of the names of God. First one is Genesis 1:2. It says, the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. John 4:24 says, God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in but the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercede for us with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. Where can I go from your Spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. And we know that some of us can remember way back in the old days when we were attempting to make an international telephone call before the days of electronics, like the iPods and the iPhone, which we have instant messages now, but there was a time we could not do this. We would get a busy signal. Sometimes the line would be busy. We could not get through. And even today, with the best form of communication, there are times when there are power outages, times the equipment fails, as well as they are. Sometimes we receive no response. Sometimes we receive a business signal or recording inviting us to leave our name, number, and so forth at the beach. As wonderful as satellite telecommunication is, it doesn't begin to compare with the communication system available for an earth child. It's us. Just our Heavenly Father. Anytime we call, always know that we can get through by the way of the Holy Spirit. Because God is a spirit, and God can be simultaneously with us, with all people at the same time. Some of us pray at one time, God hears separately. And we are just so grateful today to God for the Holy Spirit. Because it is through the Holy Spirit that we have access to our Father God anytime, any place. And we can always be assured that we will be connected. And there will be no business signal. We can always pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Miss Williams. Daddy Werner, any good news to share with the group tonight? There's a lot of background noise. Can anyone try and cease that, put a mute to it or whatever? But there's
okay,
a lot of background noise going on.
Okay.
Daddy, you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Myself will be getting it right. Getting everything right. No, myself is first thing, voice.
Okay.
And I assume we know what first thing, voice is. Those of us that listen in should know what the first thing is. Well, in my opinion, first thing, voice is Jesus is God. He
mm-hmm.
come for anything.
Amen.
And whatever we do, we got to put in voice. Not second or third, but we got to put in voice. And so myself would be first thing, voice.
Uh-huh.
Subtopic would be love the commandments. Mark 12:28-34. I'll be reading out the NIV.
Amen.
One of the teachers of the law came and heard them speak, noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer. He asked him, are all the commandments, which is the most important? The most important one, answered Jesus, is this: hear, O Israel. The law of our God, the law is one. Love
the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is this. There is no commandment greater than these. Well said, teacher. The man replied, you are right in saying that God is one and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offering and sacrifice. When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, You are not far from the kingdom of God. From then on, no one dared to ask him any more questions. And I look right upon that, the descending of these voices took place after the Sadducees failed to trick and trap Jesus. They tried trapping him, and that's not too late. 32 and 31. Another scribe came. They were then a very highly trained scribe and approached Jesus. Mark did not tell of the motive of the scribe, but he questioned, gave him a. Jesus responded immediately. He did not judge the scribe or question his motive. He focused on the issue at hand. This is what I have learned from Jesus. He always spoke the truth, no matter who he was dealing with, and always to help them to have a clear and understanding of the law. Therefore, he did just that. He answered. The most important one after Jesus is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Jesus reduced the 10 commandments down to 2. Amen. 6, chapter 5, 4 through 5. And the 4th commandment in Leviticus 19:18. The second command to answer the question. We endure these scriptures early in the lesson. Jesus teaches that we are to love God. What he was saying, you got to love God with everything. You ain't got nothing left out of love nobody else. I know in our younger days, probably some of y'all were younger too, but they tell you to love for him, work for him. I love you with all my heart. You know they lying, but they realize they were. All that for to go to God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, and everything. But then we tell the good we love them with all our heart. And we were talking the other day, if you love your own self, you ain't going to hurt your own self. And it's to love your neighbors as you do yourself. Now, if you love your own self, you ain't going to hurt your neighbor. But if you don't love your own self, you might do anything to the neighbors. But it's about cutting them 10 commandments down to 2 commandments. I'm glad you asked. The 2 commandments were love God with all your heart. And love your neighbor. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, this is Ivana from Miami, Uncle Gentu and my mom and hey, aunties and Kayla and Stacy and I just wanted to let you all know that we were on the line and before you all dismissed they were going to sing for Uncle Gentu. If that
okay.
Was okay.
Kayla and who else?
Stacy.
Stacy.
Okay. And you are?
Ivana.
Ivana?
Yes, Miss Williams' daughter and Uncle Gentle's favorite niece.
Oh, okay. All right, favorite niece. All right, praise God. We're glad you guys are here. We'll get to you in a minute. This line is just growing. Amen. Okay, I'm going to move on to, thank you for that, Daddy Verna. We appreciate first thing first, and we're going to move right on into Miss Williams. Nope, Miss Allen. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'll be coming from Psalm 134. Behold, blessed ye the Lord, all ye saints. Servant, of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the sanctuary and bless the Lord that hath made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. Amen.
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 Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Allen. That moves us right on into Auntie Betty. Good news to share with the group tonight.
Yes, I'm coming out. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 11. That let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in the earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Ivana, you still there? Does she have us on mute?
Must have lost us.
Did she drop Auntie Carrie?
She never showed up.
Okay. Havana?
Yes, I'm sorry. Here I am.
Okay. This part of the show, we're doing the readings. So do you want to do the readings or just do the next half and do just the singing? I know you said Kayla and Stacy want to sing.
Yes, I will do the next half.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. Okay, so we're going to go right on into our sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless Daddy Verna, Miss Allen, Auntie Betty, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Miss Wonder, Jessica Smith, Janet Williams, Charles and Val, Mary Lowe, Eddie Tipman, myself, Loretta, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Sedaria, Hubert, and Daniel Lowe, Kira, LaTanya, Mary Ann, Michael and Denise Moody, Jerry and Terry, Jermaine and the Rayco family, and the Lennon family, Mr. Harold, Monique, the Rossiter family, Carlos and the Wells family, Rochelle Bessler, Josh and Kim, Kevin, Aveline, Angela Burns, Miss Boyers and family, Cheryl, Chris, Vicki Hussman, Ruth Edwards, Valerie Crockett, Miss Water and family, Jarrell Washington, Quentin and Jenny, the Norris family, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for the work that you have done and for the work that you are doing and for the works that you will do. Father God, we ask that you continue to give us the strength that we need to keep pressing forward with Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over our bodies. We plead the blood of Jesus over our mind and any illness that we have. We plead the blood of Jesus and lift us up in a mighty way so others may see the goodness of you working through us. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, so that takes us into our birthdays. Any birthdays we need to recognize for the week of May 25th through the 31st?
Jalen Owen.
Jalen.
Uh-huh.
This your granddaughter?
Yes.
Okay. The 29th. Any other birthdays we need to recognize at this time?
Tanya Starks. Tanya, my goddaughter. Tanya.
Tanya?
Yes, 29th.
29th. Okay, amen. Okay, any others? Okay, Hubert, are you still with us tonight? Did he drop on T. Carey?
He dropped one time. I don't know about the second time.
Oh. Well, that's okay. We're going into Mom. Would you sing the birthday song for us, please? You probably said it last Sunday.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, all of you. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Amen. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Amen. Okay, so that takes us right into our praise and testimonies, songs and poem. And I will start out with Kayla and, is it Kayla and Stacy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
We'll be singing Light of the World.
Okay.
Okay, amen.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of my life's been with you, and here I am to worship, here I am to sing, here I am to say that you're my God, you're altogether worthy, King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. And here I am to worship, here I am to bow, here I am to say that you're my God.
Hallelujah.
Together lovely, all together worthy, all together wonderful. Oh, to me, I'll never know how much it cost to be my sin up on that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to be my sin. Up on that cross, here I am to worship. Here I am to worship.
You want to share with the group? Thank you, Kayla, Stacy, and Nirvana. That was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to say that I don't know if I've gone behind that.
You want me to go to someone else? Well, you know, God knows your heart, so just go ahead on.
Okay, I'm going to say, just the clothes to walk with thee.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
To walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, if you please. Stay for me. Let it be. Dear Lord, let it be. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me tomorrow. I'll be strong. As I walk, let me walk close to thee. Just soft clothes to walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, if you please. Daily walk and clothes with thee. Dear Lord, let it be. This world of tall and fair. If I fall to Lord, who cares? Who put me in a burden snare? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Just soft clothes to walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, if you please. daily walk with company. Let it be. When my feet life is over, time for me won't be no more. God, let to the King of shore to shore, just a war with thee. Grant
thee
daily walk with to thee, let it be. Amen.
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 Arisa. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the
Lord. A closer walk. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Reverend Allen, anything else you want to share with the group? A praise report, testimony, song, poem?
He's gone.
He's God. Okay, praise God. He is awesome tonight. Miss Allen, anything else you want to share with the group?
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 100.
Amen.
It said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, that he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and unto his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Daddy, any praise report? Song, did you tell us you were going to sing this week?
Yeah, you told me to remember that name. And I don't answer to the question you're going to ask. But if you don't know it, the answer, yeah, don't say the answer. Okay, are we ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
Anticipating.
Okay.
Okay, let me see here now. Oh, have you been redeemed? Have you been redeemed? Have you been redeemed? Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord.
Oh,
Come back.
She's not muted.
Okay. Miss Williams, you still with us?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You singing tonight?
Oh. You talking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I got interrupted there for a moment. Am I
it's
on
okay.
next?
Okay.
I'm going to finish this little portion on the Holy Spirit. It's a little poem.
Okay,
says,
all right. Amen.
Come, O Creator, Spirit blessed, and in our hearts take up thy rest. Spirit of grace with heavenly aid, come to the souls whom thou hast made. Show us the Father, Holy One. Help us to know thy eternal Son. Spirit divine forevermore, thee will we trust and thee adore. O Holy Spirit, breathe on us, illuminate our hearts. Today we pray. We worship you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Miss William. What an awesome session. Awesome,
yeah.
awesome. Great job. Okay, that takes us right into our serenity prayer. And Auntie Betty, can you lead us out in that, please?
Yes.
Amen.
God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept the things.
The serenity to accept the things.
That I cannot change.
That I cannot change.
The courage to change.
The courage to change.
The thing that I can change.
The things that I can change.
And change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Let's see here. That takes us right into our closing prayer. And we're in Matthew 6:9. Miss William, can you do the closing prayer for us, please?
Okay. And this is the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven, let it be done on earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. For thine is thine forever. Amen.
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 Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Well, anybody have anything they want to share with the group before I go to the conclusion here? Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. I would like to extend a thank you to Havana, Stacy, and Kayla. Thank you for that wonderful song. I'm sure Uncle Vernon enjoyed it as well. Actually, you got him to sing too. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we want to thank Auntie Carrie for doing an awesome job at the studio. Amen.
Amen.
Bye.
Amen. Amen. Okay, the Nellens family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us tonight. We pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Remember to put God first in all that you do. And Father God, we ask that you continue to order our steps and lead and guide us the way that you want us to go. Go before us to make those crooked roads straight and those rough roads smooth. We put on our full suit of armor for protection from our enemy, for you say, no weapon formed before us shall prosper. And we're trusting and believing in your words. In Jesus' name, let everyone say amen and
amen.
Good night. Happy Memorial Day. God bless you all. I love you all. I truly do. Have a blessed week.
Amen. Good night.
Night.
Good night.
Night.
Good night. Love you.
Love you.
Okay, Auntie Carrie?
Nobody on but you and I.
Okay. All right. We can let go. You see all those prompts, you can just exit out of those. You don't have to follow through with anything. And, then,
oh, okay.
And you can just X out of it. You don't even have to log off. Did you put it in your favorites?
Not yet.
Yeah, go ahead and put it in your favorites, just in case you'll be a backup again.
My favorite right here, I think
it's it. Uh-huh. Yeah. And it'll ask you if you want to, and you say yes or done or something.
Mm-mm.
You see it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. All right,
okay,
thank you so much.
Anytime.
Thank you. And you have a blessed week. I love you. Huh?
Anytime I'm available, y'all can use it.
Okay, all right. We thank you so much. You have a blessed week. I love you.
Love you, too. You, too. Good night.
All righty. Good night. Bye-bye.